Tumah. I want to make a few points. The sugya of Tvilas Kohen Gadol is a very large sugya, but it just covers a few blocks. There's a lot of details, and I want to just make actually just a few nehudos and be mad with them, and then Mr. Shem, we should see how they work out. I want to thank Charlie for learning this together, and the rest of the chevra, particularly Mordechai Kedarko, who helped me sharpen a lot of the discussions. So the Mishnah Daf Lamed Amud Aleph says as follows: Ein Adam Nichnas La'azar La'avoda Afilu Tohar Ad Sheyipol. Chamish Tvilos V'Asar Kiddushin Tovah Kohen Gadol B'Kanish B'Yom V'Kulam B'Kodesh Al Beis HaParva Chutz Mizu B'Vad. So there's two or three things that were just said, but particularly of the two major topics, that there's Ein Adam Nichnas La'azar La'avoda. There, that seems to be a general klal in the Mikdash. The previous Mishnah says Zeh klal hayu Mikdash, and the Rama actually has the Zeh klal going on this line in the Mishnah, as opposed to the previous Mishnah's line. But this seems to be a general point. And then Chamish Tfilos is obviously something which is on Yom Kippur. So how do those two relate to each other? It's a very basic question in the Mishnah. And V'kulam b'kodesh afeis ha'par v'chutz mizu b'lvah. So all of the Chamish Tfilos are done in the Beis HaParva, which has Kedusha Sazara, except for the first one. And you have to understand what's different about the first Tevila on Yom Kippur. So those are the broad questions that emerge from the Mishnah. We're not going to do the first Gemara here. First, we're going to start with the Gemara on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, in terms of the major deal we're going to look at is what are the Makoros for these Tevilos, and obviously how does that impact on the nature of these Tevilos. But the Dion on the Makar is going to be the major question. So Gemara says, Tonar Abanot, three lines from the top. Uva Aaron Ol Moed, Lama Huba, Einaba Lahot Yasakaf Vesamachta, Vachala Parsha Kula Nemra Ala Seder, Chutz Mi Pasuk Ze. My timer. So why is it that this Pasuk, Uva Aaron, is not actually performed in the order that it appears in the Psukim in Achimos? Amar Chista, Gemiri Chamish Tvilos Rasoy Kedushin Tova Klingodom Kadish Bulayom. So we have a tradition. Rashi says, "Gemir halacha mishmi Sinai." We have a tradition that there are five tefilos and asar kiddushin. And if you would just follow the written order of the psukim in Achrimos, you only get three tefilos and six kiddushin. So therefore, you have to reread the psukim. So we have a gemir halacha mishmi Sinai that there's five tefilos. The Gemara then, we're not going to read the whole thing. Tanya Amr Bihuda Minayim L'Chamish Tvilos V'Asar Kedushin. Then we have drashos. Rabbi Yehuda gives his drashos. Rabbi has given his drashos, and they're different. But one way or another, we have drashos, which tell us that there's four kedushin. So at least. So how does the Gemiri relate to the drashos? Why do you need? We have two makoros that seem to be telling us the same thing. So this is a question that we're showing deal with. So it says, Gemiri Chamish Tvilos, Teimali, I Hilchasa, Kralamali, Lekaman. If it's a Hilchasa, if it's just a Halacha Mishnah, what do I need the Pasuk for? V'yesh Lomar, Yilav Kra, Hava Amina Chamish Tvilos, Yitbo, Afilu Bezachar Ze, Kulam Biyachar. I would have thought, line them up, do them right in a row, like we find, by Dal Kosos coming up. So the drashas tell me that no, you do them when you are going from one avoda to another avoda, one set of avoda to another set of avoda. If I didn't have the halacha l'mishri sinai, I would have thought, okay, I know from the drasha to be tovel as I'm mishanah from one avoda to another, but there's only three of them, so the drashas tell me that I have to find more avodos, and therefore mimkayim the five tefilos. The mashmos of Tosis is that right, the havamino that one would have if from each makor alone is that just focusing on the halacha and shesinai part of it is that there's a mitzvah of chamish tefilos. Chamish tefilos is something to achieve. The Kohen Gadol is a mitzvah for him to be told five times, such an extent that even just doing it right in a row, that would be mekayim the din. And the Maskana doesn't seem to reject that premise. It just says, you're absolutely right. There are chamesh tefilos. You should be kind of chamesh tefilos. But don't do them right in a row. Do them over the course of the yom. Just like when it comes to dalakosas, this is a mitzvah of drinking dalakosas. The fact that we space them out doesn't take away from the fact that four of them, yes, each one is niskan on a bracha, but yeah, there's something called dalakosas to mekayim dalakosas. So to here, there's something called chamesh tevilos, and we might do it over the course of the day, but over the course of the day, you're being mekayim a unit of five, which is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. That seems to be what comes out of tosas. Tosas Hishanim, on the same question. Lama hupa, sorry, it's the next one. Sorry, gemir chamish tefilos. Lad hachi gemiri luhu. We don't actually have a halacha m'shusinai tradition that there's five tefilos. That's lav dafka. The mikra nafka. Really, we learn everything from the psukim. Elashini avodos gemiri luhu. Really, the halacha m'shusinai was that there's going to be five shinui avodos. Once, we have a drasha which tells me whenever you mashana from one avodah to another, you should be tovel. How many times do you do that? So if you just read the psukim, you'll get three avodos. The halacha of Shusana tells me that there's actually five. The halacha of Shusana itself doesn't say anything about tefilos. So again, the mashmas of Tosas Shanim is that there never was this independent mitzvah tevila. It just comes about. We have a drasha which tells me to be tovel bein avoda l'avoda, that you call that a mitzvah and ask me if you want, but really it serves as a shinui bein avoda l'avoda. That's how it serves as a hachshir for the following avoda, or you know, blinking the avodas, whatever you want to call it. But it's not just a mitzvah, a kiyum of chamish tevilos. It's just that's the halacha of Shmisina. I was just telling me how many avodos there are. So what emerges from Tosfos is that tefilos are kiyum b'nei atzma. What emerges from Tosfos Shanim is that they're just serving bein avoda l'avoda.
In Tosfos, on the side that we just have the drashos,
yeah.
I know halacha, so we would have three. And
correct.
The halacha machine tells me to find two more avodos.
Correct.
Then why don't I just say that maybe that tells me to have two other tefilos that aren't connected to avoda?
So the maskan of Tosfos certainly is that once you have two mikoros, they intertwine with each other.
Right.
They're actually tuliyim zeh bazeh.
Right. So how do you know the maskana? There still is a kiyum of five tefilos with me'at. So maybe maskana, it's a kiyum of tefila, mishas, tefila, vavod.
The halacha mishmi Sinai started not just to tell me. I mean, I already knew that there's a tefila, mishas, shinui, avoda, from the drasha, and Tosfos does not say that the. The halacha mishmi Sinai just tells me how many times to do that. He says there's a drasha, there's a mesora to be tovel five times, to do that tefillah five times. And you're saying maybe the maskana rejects that mesora.
No,
or what I'm saying is that the maskana gives contours to that mesora. It tells me how to be mekayim it.
So is the maskana saying that can you say that the mesora, the maskana says that the mesora is daka tefila b'shas tefila avoda? So in which
certainly
case it's not just a mitzvah of
it's certainly tefila. The nature of the tefila could still be said. The nature of the tefila is to as you mashana me avoda avoda. But there's a kiyum called chamesh tefilos. It's
okay. I don't know. Why can't you say it's a kiyum of tefila b'shas tefila avoda?
It's both. I mean, that's you have two makoros that give you two. Two
then it doesn't integrate
definitions.
It doesn't integrate at the end of the day. Then there's still two independent
kiyumim. I think so. It's two mamash two makoros. According to Tosfos Shanim, there aren't two makoros. The mesora was just one of shinui avodos. It wasn't about tefila. According to Tosfos, you have an independent makor telling me how many times to be tovel.
It's not a giloy on the nature of the halacha. The halacha. It's not. I think it is,
but that doesn't take away. Meaning. So now I've now learned that the nature of that tevila is not just, you know, standalone tevila, but to be done over the course of the day, bein avoda l'avoda. But the fact that it has its own makor, it gives it independent standing.
Are you saying also that you're suggesting some machlokas about the nature of tevilas? Is there also machlokas about hiluk avodas?
Bein avoda l'avoda?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that would come up.
Well, let me say it in two ways. In other words, I think what Father Jake is that those also seem to apply, right? That they come on the level anymore. So are there two dinim? Are you suggesting we're talking about two dinim?
Yeah, two, yeah, two makaros and two dinim.
So then if you say that, then the reason that you have, then the din of hey tfilos is basically what drives splitting up the avodos into five instead of three.
Yes.
As opposed to Tos Hashanim, who thinks that's what's kovei the tfilos.
Right. Yeah.
So it's not just about focus about the tfilos. It ends up being a double argument about the tfilos, as well as whether there's a natural breakup in the avodos between three and five.
Who says that there is a natural?
What?
Who says that there is this natural?
Tos Hashanim is saying that really,
I still needed another, for some reason, I needed a halacha shmizina to tell me how to do that.
Right, so the tachlis is tells you that there are five. And this is what, and without that guidance, maybe you wouldn't have, you know, had the insight or whatever to how to break it up. But what it ends up in the end of the day is it guides you to break up the avodos in a natural way. You're not breaking it up because of the tfilos. You have a halacha Moshe Mitzina that you know that reveals that there are five, and therefore there's a natural way to break up five. There's a natural way to break up three. We wouldn't have known that you do it in the five way.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but Igloi Milsa, that the five way is the right way to break up Avodas Yom Kippur.
I'm not sure. Is that different between Tosis and Tosis Shani?
I thought so. I think that for Tosis, it sounds like really in terms of the Avodos,
you'd want to do three, but you have to accommodate the tefillos.
But you have to accommodate the tefillos,
mm-hmm.
and they're the ones that are Machayim. And then I think that the language,
mm-hmm.
why he emphasized that at the end is more.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a double argument.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what role do the tfilos play, and by extension, how natural from a pure avoda point of view is the five-fold division.
Even though according to astronomy, it can't be too natural in the sense that you needed an out. It wasn't learned from sukkim; it needed to be an outside.
Right, but I'm saying that doesn't bother me because
okay.
that's always like I can say to you if you say to me, how should this be split up?
Right.
So the next question I might ask you would be
how many splits.
You know, how many splits, you know, should there be? Then I'll tell you what the natural
right.
divisions are.
Right. Okay. So it's on this question. Here we go. So on this question of whether Tevila takes an independent standing or not, I don't want to spend too much time on it, but just one Rishon who seems to say it a few times, the Ramban, in three places, has a strong formulation on this. I brought here from the Ramban al Torah, it's came out the same Lashon in the Machamos and in the Chidushim, where he says in all three places that the Hatzos Kaful Machta, which is on top of we're not discussing today, but Hatzos Kaful Machta, he argues in Rashi, he says Hatzos Kaful Machta takes place after the Hakras Tamar Shabin Habayim. And the reason, he says, is a second to last line on the sheet, V'atam bazeh, V'fisha'ina avoda, V'ichrus alacha kol ma'isa hayom, U'bilvah sh'nekai b'chamish tfilos, U'lekach hifzik b'seh atam sh'ben arbayim, M'utzin kafu machta ben atam l'ktores. The Zos kafu machta, it's not an avoda, okay, we're not discussing that, and therefore you delay it as much as you can. Why is it there, b'chal? What's the whole drash in our gemara, V'aron alo moed? That's there, l'kayim chamish tevilos. It's not that we have avodos, and we have a drasha, how is one mafstik bein avoda l'avoda? Oh, tevilos is the way to do it. No, we need to get to five. So we're gonna gerrymander the avodos in order to get to five. One question, which is kind of bothersome, no matter what you hold on this question that we just discussed, of tefillah, independent kiyum, or just bein avodah l'avoda, what if you hold that the Kohen Gadol doesn't need to do all the avodos, at least min haTorah, right? So maybe the right for the Kohen Gadol only needs to do the avodos, which is the avodos are specific to Yom Kippur. So the entire first seder avoda, and certainly the entire last seder of avoda. Right? Midarais, the Kohen Gadol doesn't need to do that. So the mitzvah that he should do that. But he doesn't need to. So I have here Halach Mishra Sinai, Drashos, telling me that the Kohen Gadol needs to be Tovel right? Before, let's say the fifth one. The first one we'll get to, maybe it's Darabanan, we'll talk about it. But let's say they'll focus on the fifth Seder. So for Antavas and Eros, Ketores, and maybe Talmud Rabin Harbayim, right? There are Rishon in the Ramban, the Ritva, Achronim, Shash, who say that he doesn't need to do the Midrashah. So how does it make sense? There's a Din Daraisah of Tvila. So Ora, I think what you have to say, I'd love to hear those other answers, I think what you have to say is that these drushos and Halachon Shezinai, they tell me that the Kohen Gadol must be Tovel, and even if he doesn't have to do every Avodah, he has to do one of those Avodahs. The Kohen Gadol has to be Tovel and do an Avodah at the end of the day. He has to be Tovel and do an Avodah at the beginning of the day. Yeah?
Is he allowed to keep wearing the Big Day Lavan once that Seder Big Day Lavan is done?
So Big Day Lavan is everything he has to do. Meaning, everyone agrees he has to do that Midaraisa.
I understand. So he's done with the first Seder, let's say, Big Day Lavan.
Okay.
And now you're setting up, why can't we have Mahanim do all the intervening Big Day Lavan Avodah? And he'll sit on the side wearing his original Tregadim, never told well.
Right, so it happens to be there's a technical issue with that, which is that the Elo Ve'el Ha'am is in the third Seder. So for sure, I mean, you're already in the Psukim, it works out with how the Psukim are. That in the Psukim, you have three Tfilos for Big Day Lavan, Elo Ve'el Ha'am. Again, with the reread of Uva Aro, of Big Day Lavan, then Uva Aro, then Elo Ve'el Ha'am, Big Day Zav, and then Big Day Lavan again, Vetzasko Fomachta. So it's only the first and last. The Ramban's lashon is all the avodas which are specific to Yom Kippur. So I think specific to Yom Kippur.
Okay, so
then
take the fourth.
It's in Achrei Mos. I'm saying it's like it's. Okay. I think. Right? I wasn't sure about that. I wasn't sure about that. I consulted with Ike and so he gave me the go ahead on that. So they take the fourth one. What do you want to say?
Then the question. Fine, so, well, aren't you... I'm not sure what I'm asking as well, because... Well, fine. In the fourth Seder, so can he sit on the side just wearing Big Day Zav, wearing Big Day Lavan while everything else is done, or is there an obligation to change out Big Day Lavan once he's done with...
You're saying, let's say he finishes, he's mostly careful machta, then he's korei, the Torah, and then, instead of, let's say you hold Talmud Shabbat Avayim, let's make it like a longer period of time. So let's say you hold Talmud Shabbat Avayim, he's done then, but he doesn't need to do it. So he's going to wait to do, let's say, the Ketores, right? So he's going to sit on the side wearing his Big Day Lavan, and then, once it's time, once the Kohen Gadol finishes with all the Talmud Shabbat Arba'im in Yanim, he'll be Tovel, put on his Big Day Zav and do the Ketores. Is that your question?
He'll go straight from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Chol.
No, that's my point. That's exactly my point. That he has to do something in order. It's true that Midoraisa, any one of those avodos could be done by a head yoke.
No,
the din deraisa is he has to be tovel, put on his Big Day Zav, and do one of them.
That's exactly what I'm asking you.
Could it be tovel and put on his Big Day Chol?
If we stipulate that he can't wear Big Day Lavan if he's not engaged in the avodah of Big Day
Okay.
Lavan, then once he's done with Hatzas Kapamachta, he has to change, right?
Then what's the question? You're saying, that's what I said. I mean, your question is, could he leave them on even though someone else is doing Avodah? Right? Is that your question? Or does he have to take them off right away?
Jared's clarifying.
Okay.
So let him change the garden in front of Big Day Chol.
Why do you need to do another Avodah?
No, maybe, so that's what you're saying. I think what you're suggesting is the Kohen
That's my question.
That's your
yeah.
So you're suggesting that maybe it's because he has to do one of them.
Yeah.
Right. You're suggesting it's because he has to change out of the big day Rama, put back on.
Put it on the big day Zav without doing anything.
But he doesn't have to do anything necessarily. He's dealing with the usual Sabbath God, if not in the Rama. That's
correct. You said that was great.
So,
which is very hard to
say.
Happy to go down. He's going to sit in the big day hole, watching everything happen.
Mm-hmm. So you would say that Bein Avodah, I mean the drasha of Bein Avodah Avodah, which is the source of Tefillah, you would say means that he has to be Tova between when one Avodah is done, when another is done, even if he himself isn't the one doing it. Bein Avodah Avodah. And there is a question that we should talk about, on Lan Taf Lamed, is the Mechayev the Big Day Kodesh or the Malkum Kodesh? And you would say that it's the Big Day Kodesh, and he has to put on the Big Day Kodesh. Why does he have to put them on? Because another avodah is being performed in Mikdash. That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. Yeah.
The question you're choosing in Tosos, that
yeah.
one's in an avodah that the Tevila is a kin of Neasma, then why doesn't he have to be the Krat avodah? Why isn't that? Why can't you
that was if there's only one mukkar. Once we have drushos, the drushos tell me that tefillah is dafka done bein avodah avodah.
But you still think that they're two independent dinim.
Yeah,
you need to
and they become. I mean, they're independent, which are now intertwined and conjoined to
and
be mekuyam at the same time.
It's still an independent.
It is mefarish psukim without losing its own source. I mean, it's a source which also tells us how to read psukim. I think. Yeah.
But what you're saying, once it's now defined as being Bein Avodah Avodah, you're saying it's the shame Avodah? You can't say that. It's just, no, now it's Bein Avodah Avodah.
I understand the question.
What are you saying now? What changes now that once you have? I mean, we have five tefillos.
Right.
Now we have a lot of Moshe Sinai.
Right.
So it's saying that what?
We have Halacha Moshe Sinai that tells me to do five tefillos.
Right.
And then we have a drasha telling you to be an avodah avodah.
Right, so wasn't Jake saying that you still could do a tefillah, but it doesn't have to be that now you have to do an avodah?
Jake was asking on me. I mean, I just wanted to say var that even the Rishonim who hold that midaraisa the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to do all the avodos, they still would tell you he has to do something because he has a chiyuv tefillah bein avodah avodah. I'm assuming against Noach that tefillah has to be likrat avoda, not somebody else's avoda, but my own personal avoda.
Because of the drashas,
but I don't think it's totally on Tosus Shonim. I think this question is true for everybody.
In the Ramban, I think the fact that you need a chap and another avoda just to
I originally thought it was a bigger question based on the Ramban. Other people think that's a bigger question according to Yosef Chazanish, Shmuel quoted it. Chazanish takes a strong Tosfos Shonim type of stance. Well, like if the whole source of Shinui Avodos, is the Tvilos. So it's like, how are you adding Avodos to the Yom through Tvilos? Now you can tell me, Tvilos tell me that he's told once that does Avodos. It's like a funny thing. That's what you're suggesting. Yeah, I hear. It's just like Charlie suggested also. Charlie's my he's always my opposition, which is great. So he thought it just doesn't speak to me. It would be a very strange thing. So it's fascinating. What emerges, if this is true, what emerges is that there's a din, and this is like the Rebbe's opening Chabura, the Kohen Gadol, even if he doesn't have to do every Avodah, he still has to be the Briah HaTichon throughout the day. He has to start the Avodah Sayom, he has to end the Avodah Sayom. It doesn't have to be that he did, you know, the last thing or the first thing, but he has to be involved in the first Chalak of Avodah, the things that relate to Tamar Shel Shachar, and he has to be involved in the things that are the end of the Avodah, and so it's the Tamar Shel Ben Arbayim. It's just like a fascinating thing about the role of the Kohen Gadol. Tefillah is megala that. And the tefillah itself obviously also serves to mark the day as it goes through. We use tefillah to bring commonality. Even if the Kohen Gadol doesn't need to do all the avodos at the beginning, all the avodos at the end, there has to be commonality to all those avodos that are through the person of the Kohen Gadol and the tefillah. And all this relates to the Rambam's lashon that there's a seder avodos Yom Kippur and all that. I think this would also answer another question, which is like why would it be that the Torah would reveal the Shini Avodas in this way? It's like a funny thing, yeah. The Torah, like Kadosh Baruch Hu could have written out the Seder Avoda in order. Instead he wrote it out of order with a Gemiri that tells us one way or another how to read it in order. So I think maybe this would help us answer the question, which is that it's not what we needed the Gemiri Dafka to tell us, not exactly what the Kohen Gadol needs to do, because again, Gefran doesn't need to do all of them, but that he needs to be involved from one end to the other. If you didn't have it this way, you never maybe would have gotten that far, because the Torah is not going to say, Barshal Achrimos, Kohen Gadol needs to do, all the Tamidim, all the, Tamidim Shashachar and Shalben Harbayim. Rather, through the form of the drashos, that's how it's megala to us, this yisod, that he has to be involved at the beginning and involved at the end, as opposed to just writing a lot. That's just an idea I had. I don't know if that makes sense. One more extension of this
yisod. This last point, that is the chayiv of the hei tefilos, you're saying? Or are you saying,
that's what's
megala. How do you get hei tefilos and hold like that on the sheet? And then you're saying you have to be in Rav. I mean, Shlach.
Yeah.
Are you now suggesting that is the din of the Hei Tefillos?
I'm not sure.
But it sounded a little like that. But you're speculating.
Yeah.
But that was what you were last.
Yeah, I was questioning if once
maybe that's the
muckle,
din,
or
that's instead of
the
melee,
that's
the
what emerges.
Hei Tefillos,
yeah.
The Hei Tefillos are a way to ensure that he will be.
I'm saying that certainly it emerges that that's what the Hei Tefillos serve to do.
Right.
They do serve as a marker throughout the day.
Or maybe that's an independent. Another way to say it would be to say that that's the day of the Kohen Gadol, and he therefore has to be involved in all the Tamidim, and consequently, all those shlavim of the avoda relate to him, and therefore there's a din of tefilos.
Right, and if the,
as opposed to saying the opposite way, which is
that because it's din tefilos, that's why
right.
He has to be involved.
Yeah,
yeah I'm not sure of which one's megala on the other. Right. Yeah, that's what I was speculating just now. If the makor for the Kohen Gadol's involvement in the whole day is tefilos, so then where does that get you? Does that get you that the tefilos are the mechayev, or the avodos mechayev and the tefilos are the gila? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure on that. One extension of this episode is from the Mikdash David. I have to thank Mordechai, who I told him this idea. He said, oh, the Mikdash David says that idea. And to thank Moshe for the actual Sefer Mikdash David. We're going to come back to Mitzvah Shem at the end of the Chabur. Looking forward to that part too. So the Mikdash David, he says this idea, and he comes with it from a different place, which I think just brings out one more interesting aspect. He's bothered by the Rambam Pesach, Avodos Mechan Chaso. Why not say that the Avnei, Levishas HaAvnei, actually Mechanech, the Kohen Acher, as a Kohen Gadol? So what he says is that the reason why you need the Avodah to be Mechanech is because if the Avnei alone would be Mechanech, Imkein, HaTvilo Kishatovel Kodim Shalovish Bigdei Lovan Adayin HaKohen Hedyot Vinti Lasakor. So, wouldn't be Mekayim the Din, Dehob Ba'in and Tvilo B'Kohen Gadol Imkein Chasel HaTvilo. So you need five and you wouldn't have five. That's why when he's Tovel to do an Avodah, so that Tvilo counts, even though he didn't do the Avodah yet. So he says, no, it's retroactively, that tefillah was a tefillah's kohen gadol, and because it's for an avodah's kohen gadol, and that's who gets five tefillahs, and that's why the Rambam paskin avodah's mechan chaso. So he's obviously assuming that it's an independent kiyum chamish tefillahs. Then he asks on himself, says, wait a minute, but the Rambam says that even if the psul to the kohen gadol happened before the tamashal shachar, so then, also in that situation, the kohen acher avodah's mechan chaso. correct the Mikdash David, but wait a minute. He has a bad girsa. He has the Kesef Mishnah as Ritva. So the Ritva quotes the Rambam as saying that the Tamash al Shachar doesn't need to be done by the Kohen Gadol Midoraisa. So how could it be Avodah Asa Mechan Chaso if he doesn't actually need to do it Midoraisa? So he says, oh, you have to say what we just said. That Zeshe Kosov HaRitva of HaRambam, literally the Ramban, but still, same point. HaRitva of HaRambam, the Avodos HaTamid, Eina Chova Midoraisa, Hainu Rag Zeshe Tzarech HaKohen Gadol Lasos Kol Avodos HaTamid. The Midrabanan Kol Avodos HaTamid, Anxious elabo kamavodas hayom. That's a din rabbanon about kol. Umidaraisa like a din rabbanos atamid. The anxious elabo. Fine. Avol mikom makom midaraisa chova klein gadol lilbush bigdezav v'laavod beavodas atamid ulahachlef achakach bigdezav bigdezavon v'zeh havicholva. So he says the yisur. Beautiful. Just what comes out. What he does with it is one more thing. Is that he says that what you have avodos which are avodos of klein hadyo. But Ayidei, the Tvila, that transforms Avodas Kohen Hedyot into Avodas Kohen Gadol, to such an extent that it becomes Avodas Mechan Chaso. So the Din Tvila, according to Dvar Avram, is not just that it's Megalotas, he has to do something, but it's transformative and turns an Avodas Kohen Hedyot into Avodas Kohen Gadol, and you have a Din Avodas Mechan Chaso Ayidei Zeh. One more nekuda on this topic before we move on is the lashon of Amitz Koach. So you have on the sheet, we have just this is the very end of the actual avoda section of Amitz Koach. After this comes the poetry about how wonderful it was when he finished. But the very end, we'll just read the last two lines. Tomid histir v'simir v'neiros ha'elo. So the very, very last line of the Avodah section of Amitz Koach, Timein Tvilos Chamesh V'Kiddushim Asar. So when I first saw this, what struck me was, oh, he holds as a Kiyum Chamesh Tvilos. That's like the first glance read. Because he mentions this because it's a Kiyum Chamesh Tvilos. So as he says, why mention it? If it's just like something which happens over the course of the day, and really it's Bein Avodah Avodah, why is it the final line? Elamai, he's giving it independent chashivas. I saw subsequently in two svarim, they quote Rav Dani Wolf making this diuk in Mibes Laparoches, and in, what's the other one? Rabbi Goldsmith, what's that sefer called? Goldsmith. What's it called? Imra Tzufa. So both in the Imra Tzufa and the Mibes Laparoches, they both quote Rav Dani Wolf as saying this. Another shita that holds independent kiyum is Amitz Koach. They're very possibly could be true. I thought maybe, based on the yisod we just said, it could be he holds a little differently. And let's put it this way. If you hold as independent kiyum, why did he mention it here? So you could tell me he mentioned here because he's finished. That's like the easy answer to that question. Like he just did Balas Kiddush, now he's going home, he's Haka finished. It could be just one other way to learn it, though, is that if you learn that the role of the Tvilos and the Kiddushin, which are derived from Tvilos, is to serve as the you know, the Briach HaTichon, and to such an extent that you have to put on the Begadim in order to do something. I mean, let's say that the Amitz Koach held that the Kohen Gadol doesn't need to do Midaraisa, all the avodos, and he has hayasos, yet you still have a din to be tovel, to be mekadesh, so it could come out that dafka, you wrap up all the avodos, you say, oh, we finished all the avoda, even though he didn't need to do all of it, he needed to be involved in all of it. And Timei Tulos Chamesh, Kiddush Masara, would express that. The Kohen Gadol was involved from beginning to end. He had to be involved from beginning to end. L'shem involvement. Not L'shem, but particular avodah. But L'shem involvement, and when he finishes the Tulos Chamesh, Kiddush Masara, that's a way of saying he's now finished his involvement in everything that goes on in the Mikdash on Yom Kippur. That's a suggestion. Okay. So now, the one major question left over from Lama Beza Medalef, which we have not addressed, is what about the first tefillah? By Lama Beza Medalef, we have Gemiri, Chamesh Tefillos, and We have drashos, which l'chora only relate to four of them. Bein avodah l'avodah, the first tevila is prior to any avodah that's been done. Just because our Gemara is not as mefresh, the Gemara in Zvachim, the Tesla Beis, says, Michti, Chanesh Tuz, Asakit Shun, Deraisa. So before we get to Lama Ramanaf, it's important we have a Gemara even more explicit that five tevilos and ten kiddushim are a Deraisa. So what about the first one? So before we actually get into the first tevila, let's talk about the sixth tevila for just a moment. The Mishnah Daf Ayin Amud Aleph says toward the four lines from the end of the Mishnah, Kidesh Hivilo Big Day Zahav Vilavash Vikidesh Adavragla Vinichnas Lachnik Torres Shalben Arba'im Muhete Vesaneros Vikidesh Adavragla Ufashat. Then in parentheses Viyard Vitaval Olav in his topic Hivilo Big Day Atma Vilavash. So there's this parenthesis, which is the gears of the Mishnah as it appears in Yerushalmi, has a tevila between the last Kiddush and the Levishas Big Day Chol. Nobody was struck by this except for a footnote in Ribeis Laparoches, and Avram Stav. He mentions, it's interesting, because he's huddling there, what's the purpose of the tefillah? Is it preparatory for avodah? Is it finishing off the previous avodah? Is it bridging to avodos? So you see, this girsa clearly is assuming that it's finishing avodos, and maybe even, serving as a bracket for the entire avodos. What I'm interested in for our purposes now is what are the five tevilos? Chamesh tevilos are second edition tovel v'bayom. So if you have that tevila at the end, so now the chutz mizu is much more understandable. Oh, chutz mizu. Let's say this first one, maybe that's the Rabbana, maybe that's Shokal Hashana. It's not in Beis HaParva, it's just different. But all five are really, really one. There isn't four and one, there's just five. It's interesting, just if this shita is accurate, is correct, that in order to bracket the day, the chamesh tevilos are there to bracket the day. They're not bein avoda lavoda, but bracketing the day only includes the last, even includes the very end of the day between, Big Day Zav and Big Day Chol. But the beginning of the day, between Big Day Chol and Big Day Zav, that's not included in chamesh tevilos. Nafkamina for being in Makom Kadosh, right? There's a real nafkamina between the first one and the last one, even though they both seem to be bracketing. What you could say is that once he's, to begin the involvement of the Avodah, so he's coming in cold. He's coming to the Mikdash, he's wearing the Mikdash. He's not quite holding by two of Makom Kadosh. And that's like the Svara that Tosos and Tosos Shonim say, why isn't that first one in Makom Kadosh? That Svara goes so far as to say, that's not part of Chamesh Tevilos. The bracketing starts, once he's ready to put on Big Day Love, and he's already warmed himself up. But by the end of the day, he's been shakua in the mikdash the whole day. So then, that final tevila, which is bein Big Day Zav and Big Day Chol, that is Makom Kadosh. That is part of Chamesh Tevilos. You could say that, I think. The major, major, major problem with this mahalach is the lashon of the Mishnah on Daf Amud Aleph, which says Chamesh Tevilos Asar Kedushin. The chutz mizu b'vad very much sounds like the first tevila is one of the set of five. So I think we have to throw out everything we just said, because the first one is part of five. So what do you say about this last two, the sixth one? So you have to say the opposite. The first tevila, which is in chol, that is not part of the five. That is part of the five. The last one, which I don't know if it's in Chol or Kodesh, obviously. But that last one is not part of the five. So then you have to say that its role, Packer suggested, I think it makes a lot of sense. Not that I need to say that at all. That it's there to be mafsik between the Avodah Sakosh and Chol. Meaning, Yom Kippur is over, he's Tovel, at the end of Yom Kippur. He's been so busy in Mikdash, and now he is leaving, and Likrat, that Yitziah from Mikdash, that's when he has to be Tovel. Which is like a very interesting concept that would, I think, emerge from this this Yerushalmi.
It's a tefillah to go down a darga?
Yeah, so it's very interesting. What's the deal? Like, when do we ever find such a thing in life? Right, yeah.
Maybe the idea is not so much it's a way of, they call it Gadol's termination of the Avodah and Yom Kippur is also Kadol's.
It's not because
he marks that by ending it.
And Tefillah is on Yom Kippur, Tefillah is different than it's the rest of the year. It's not like about going up or down in Dargahs, it's just
right.
Seder Avodah.
That's the end of Seder Avodah.
Right. Right.
Right.
It's hard to know what the mucker is. If you learn, for the first way, you could say, "Oh,
Prishum and Avoda is a key in my
Yom Kippur." Right.
Because if you spend the whole, if it really is the day of the Kohen Gadol, everything's about it is the divine presence involved in his presence. So that requires an ending too.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you have Havdalah on Shabbos,
right.
The Rambam, you know, the Tchila and the Sof. Sometimes if you have like a very powerful kedusha, so you know it doesn't just peter out. You have to end.
Yeah.
So that's the sum. It's not, you know, to go down. It's that is the key of chronology.
To sum up everything that's been done.
Yeah.
And then what's exactly the difference between the sixth one and the fifth one?
What?
What's the difference between the fifth tefillah and the sixth tefillah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the fifth one is the avoda bracket.
Yeah.
And then what's the sixth one?
There's still more avodah afterwards. There's Torahs and Neros after the fifth tefillah. So the sixth one is now mamish down.
Right, but so now what are we going to say? In other words, I thought that what you were trying to say, what Rabbi was trying to say, was that the sixth one has nothing to do with avodah per se. We have our five tefillahs relevant on the avodah, and then the sixth one is like nisa from Mikdash. I thought that's what you were trying to say before.
Okay.
So then, if we're saying that, you know, the sixth one is like the Havdalah, the capstone of the Avodah, so I just want to know what exactly the fifth one is.
It's Bein Avodah. The fifth one is Bein Avodah.
No, I understand it's Bein Avodah Avodah, but I still.
Why is that a problem?
Because I thought that we were saying that you're using Tilos to bracket the Avodah Seyam. Not.
The last one, which is a post. I'm just trying to explain that it isn't the tefillah, which is acknowledging the Yerida, but that there's a kiyum in saying that in positively terminating an intense kedusha. That's what I mean.
And then what separates that from the commission?
Because it's still not. It's not
Bein Avodah.
About the Avodah. Something that's relevant to the totality of the experience. It's one step removed from the ones that demarcate the avodos. One is about dividing the avodos, and the other is about is a statement. It's like Havdalah-esque, you know, tefillah that not that day doesn't go out on a whimper, but it goes out in a positive. It's still very different.
That sounds similar to the first one. That sounds parallel to the first tefillah.
Yeah,
but we want it to be a different. Yeah, we want it to be a different system from the first one.
And why isn't it included in the Chamesh Tefillos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought was the advantage of leaving. I thought that's what you're trying to do.
Meaning that the first five are all part of that, and the sixth one something broader about Yom Kippur. So
right.
The Rebbe thing is also.
It is broader, but.
Right. So you're also just wondering, like, okay, why is the Chumash Tefillos and not.
Okay, so let me ask about one and six. So what?
Mm-hmm.
So somebody asked about one versus six. Why is one part of Chumash, but six?
So now your question is not so much why isn't it part of the five, but it's why one is part of the five.
Sure. Yeah, in other words, if we take the model of Kiddush and Havdalah, and we're saying the Havdalah is out, then why is Kiddush?
Because, and we take that model. I mean, isn't Kiddush, Havdalah demarks the end of Shabbos, but it isn't Shabbos, but Kiddush is the initiation, and it is.
Yeah.
I mean, Kiddush and Havdalah are brackets, right? And where the Rambam, if you take up time, Rambam more than anybody else, the shame of the shame. Right? But, you know, there are also huge differences between them, you know, in every respect. And in one respect, they're parallels, and in another respect, they're totally opposites. Not just because one is blind and the other is off, but because Shabbos really, put it this way, the Kiddush, you know, I don't. Kiddush really also creates an added dimension of Kiddush Shabbos because it initiates it. And Havdalah doesn't end Shabbos, but it is a way of marking and interpreting also just passively. So actually, I think, now that you bring it up, Kiddush is a key of in it, and Havdalah is a key of, you know, of how it ends, but not a key of in it.
Okay, so now let's read the Gemara and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Again, we have the Gemara and Daf Lamed Beis. We have five tefillos. The drushas only seem to count for four of them. And the Mishnah, though, it says there's five tefillos. V'kum ha'kodesh al beis ha'par v'chutz min zu bilvad. Says the Gemara, Shalos ben zoma, tefilo zu lama, amal lahem, u'ma mishanam mikodesh l'kodesh, u'makam sha'onrush karis, u'makam sha'onrush karis, talon tefilo, ha'meshanam mikol l'kodesh, u'makam sha'onrush karis, the Malkum Shanish Kareis, Aiden of Dinsha Tan Tvila. Yuda Omer, Srach Tvila Hizu, Kadesh Yiskar Tuma, Yishan Shabiado, Vyifrosh. So the Gemara begins with a very interesting, unique type of question. It's not like a standard Lashon, like Minol. The island was so bothered. Tvila Zu Lama, what's going on? So Rashi explains. So two things Rashi tells us. Number one, what tefillah are we talking about? We're talking about the beginning of the Mishnah. So that's the topic under discussion. And what was the tmiya? Why was everyone so bothered? Lama? Lama latar, says Rashi. The person's already tahar, so why is he in tovel before he goes in the mikdash? Why was that necessary? And most of the Rishonim follow Rashi on presumably both of these nekudas, that we're talking about tevila shel kol shacharis, and that, you know, if the person's tar, so you have to explain why is a tar person need to be tovel. The Rishonim, they get into a whole discussion, again, not our topic, lazara, lavoda, what's the mechayev? The assumption that many Rishonim are making, which makes a lot of sense, is that whatever you say about Kol HaShana is going to be true for Yom Kippur as well. So this Gemara, which is talking about Kol Shacharis, so we have to, now we were wondering, what's the nature of our first Tevila, and why isn't it in the Makom Kadosh, right? It doesn't fit into the Drashos. So now, however we learn this Gemara is going to help us to understand that missing piece on Lamed Beis. Now, the way Rashi learns the Gemara is in Shita Rabbi Yehuda. So Ben Zoma says we have a Kavah Chomer that every morning when they cut, let's just talk about a Kohen being doing avoda in the Mikdash. So that's learned from Kavah Chomer, which is Deoraisa. Rashi says, look from the next page, and Rabbi Yehuda Rashi says Harei Tzrach Tvil Hizu Ein Kan Chovah Min HaTorah El Tzrach V'Litvos B'Shem Tvila. So So according to Yehuda, what's going on? Every morning, a kohen comes to the mikdash. He's excited. He's ready. He's been waiting a very, very long time for his opportunity to serve in the mikdash. Before he goes in, they say, "You have to be tovel." Me, tovel? I'm toher. What are you telling me? I have to be tovel? You have to be tovel. So while he's going to be tovel, he says, "Wait a minute. What's tefillah about for people who are tameh? Maybe I'm tameh. Oh, taka. Maybe I forgot that I was tameh." And he'll be tovel. He'll be a tful yom. He won't be able to do avodah that day, but at least the next day he'll be able to. And this is all a din d'rabbanan. So, if Rabbi Yehuda is a din d'rabbanan, so then what do you do with the fact that the Gemara says gemiri chamesh tfilos, and the Gemara in Zvachim says michti chamesh tfilos deraisa? So there's a few approaches to this question. So one is the Tosfos Hashanim on Daf Amud Aleph, who says that. He says perhaps Rabbi Yehuda is masking to Ben Zelma's Kavachomer. Ben Zelma's Kavachomer is such a shtar Kavachomer that it would apply even on Yom Kippur. And again, that makes a lot of sense given Tosfos' kashas and Daf Lamed, that why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda always hold of the Kavachomer? So a lot doesn't have to do with the unique status of Yom Kippur and Kli Gadol. So Kli Gadol on Yom Kippur himself, okay, Kavachomer, he should be tovel before he starts. That's one possibility. An alternative, the Kilos Yaakov says that maybe Rashi would tell you that this sukkah on Daf Lamed is only about Kol Hashanah. The sukkah on Daf Lamed is only about every day what is the Seder for Kohen who's coming to be Tovah. But on Yom Kippur, everybody agrees it's Halacha Shmi Sinai, everybody agrees that you have to be Tovah 5 times Midoraisa. What's difficult about that is that Rashi on the Mishnah says, Chutz Mizu Rishona She'ina Ba'al Chovel Yom HaKippurim. Even stronger, he says, why is it not the Makam Kadosh? It's really Shona, loyal after Mine, the Hal after Raisa. Again, on Yom Kippur itself, the Tzvili Shona is not Makam Kadosh, as Rashi, because it's the Rabbanan. So, what does Rashi do with the Gemiri? So, the Mari Kurkis suggests the following in the Rambam, which again, it's Shver, but he's, for Rashi, you almost have to say it. That when the Gemara says Gemiri Chamesh Tvilos Mideraisa, it's Lav Davka. What it really means that Gemiri, that there are Tvilos. There's a number of Tvilos which are more than what you get from the Pasuk. We use the number 5 because Levasof, once we include that first one, which is actually Derabanan, so then you get to a total of 5. So 4 are Gemiri, and 5 is to accommodate this first one, which is Shal Kol Hashanah. Another suggestion, the Kilos Yaakov suggests that maybe Rav Chisda said Gemiri, because Rav Chisda used that Gemiri to explain how we know that Uva Aron Olamoed is actually Shalom Ala Seder. But on Ayin Aleph, Amir Aleph, Rava has a different way of knowing that. Rava, I think so. Omar Kro Fash as Big Dehabad. Sheitam Lama Shalavash, Klum Adam Posha Mashalovish, Amato Mashalavash, Shalavash Kvar. And I think. Sorry, I'm not in it right now. I think that is assuming that he said that's his makar for being Shalal Seder, so maybe we pass like Rava against Rav Chisda. Again, Shver, I mean, he says himself, it's Shver. The Gemara on Lacham and Beis is like, you know, passing halachas. The Gemara on Zvachim and Tesla Beis is even more refreshed. Michti is Teresa. Like, it's very difficult. So, that's what's been said about that. And Mr. Shah, we'll get to the Rambam. In a moment. According to other Rishonim, what's Pshat that's not a Machim Kadosh? So Rashi says, because it's Darabon. Tosos Rishonim each give a Svara. That doesn't make sense. Right? Tosos and Ban Bach Lamed. Svara, very, very last line. Keman Dakat, and Muskash, and Rikai Kodesh, Shiva Bachol. You're right. According to that, he's in Shiva Spendoma. You're right that. If we learn from the Kli Gadol and Kippur, we should derive from there that the Tevilah of Kol Hashanah is also Makom Kadosh. That's the source. However, there's a Svara that on Yom Kippur, he's being told he already was wearing his Big Day Kodesh, so he'll be told about Kodesh. But here, you didn't bring Big Day Kodesh yet. Pasnish, they should be told the Chol. Tos Hashanim says slightly differently. What is it? Anyone's allowed to help me out? here even stama yesh alasa seishona kom she ikanes namakos shanish kares. So the stama, you know, if the source again is that, you know, if kol shekain we come into the makom shanish kares, you have to be tovel. Well, so then it makes sense that you should do it before you get there. Again, if it's preventative, if it's something to do with tumah, then yeah, like ahatzah, that it's necessary, you should do that. One other related issue, in Shita's Rashi, if Rabbi Yehuda's point is that you need to be tovel, shema you are tameh, and then you're going to be tolyom pasul for those hayom, it's just like, you know, could you imagine like the Kohen Gadol and on Yom Kippur, like it's just kind of demoralizing, right? Before he starts this, like, you have to be tovel. Me, tovel? What do you mean? 7 days? So no, you have to be tovel. And then the point of that is because maybe he's tameh, like he'll be put, like, yeah, it's hard to imagine. And one other question, just something to think about: what would Ben Zoma say? Would Ben Zoma say that the first tevila is in Malkum Kadosh or not? According to Tosas and Tosas Shanim, L'Chorah, not. I mean, they're in Shitas Ben Zoma. Rashi though says because it's Derabanan, that's why it's not Malkum Kadosh. He says two things. He says because on Lamed Beis he says it's because Derabanan. On Lamed he says Eina Ba Chova Liyom Kippurim. So then, according to Rashi, it's not 100% clear. What would he say? It happens to be that Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Tosas on the Mishnah, he says, no, our Mishnah is against Ben Zoma. According to Ben Zoma, again, it makes sense. Like, if we learn, take Tosas, like, he quotes Tosas basically. Like, Tosas is Kavachomer, makes a lot of sense. So, at least, you know. We Ben Zoma every day, not just on Yom Kippur, but every day Ben Zoma would say, you're Tovel, but Malkum Kadosh, but certainly on Yom Kippur. I mean, you could ask the same thing, according to Tosas Shanim, it could also be that since Rabbi Yehuda's masking on Yom Kippur, it makes a lot of sense, so it could be, even go so far as to say that the first tefillah would taka be Malkum Kadosh. That's just some questions. So now I want to look at the sheets around that. As we just saw, there's a few questions that everyone has to deal with. Between Daf Lama and Daf on the base, where it has Gemini working with Rabbi Yehuda, what's the nature to Lishona if it doesn't fit into the Drashos? Why isn't the Lishona Makom Kadosh? Those questions are so, at least some of them, exacerbated by the Rambam's Shita, that we can't answer them the same way that other Rishonim are going to say. So let's read the Rambam. So there's really three Rambams. If you really want to learn the Sugya in its broadest way, not even so broad, honestly, but just what we're focusing on now is Tevila Rishon on Yom Kippur. That's what really interests us. But to understand how the Rambam learned the Sugya in terms of Tevila Sha'ar Yom Hashanah, so you have to see Bias Mikdash in Chaser Kapara. Lecha Mishnah in Chaser Kapara is very long, and he argues that the Rambam really passes like Ben Zoma, that Tevila every day is Doraisa. Certainly, according to Lecha Mishnah, we're going to have an issue in Avodas Yom Kippurim. But everybody has to do with it. So let's read the Rambam in Avodas Yom Kippur. Kol HaTevilos HaElu VaKidushin Kulan BaMikdash Shnemar Rochatz Espesor BaMayim BaMalkum Kadosh Chutz MiTevil Rishona Shu Rasha Litvol Otsa B'Chol She'ina Elo L'Hosiv Kavanosa She'mizgar Tumi Yishana Shabiyado Yefrosh Mimena B'Tevil Azul L'Shma V'Kol Kohen Shal Tavol B'Megadim L'Gadim O'Shelo Kidesh B'Beged L'Beged U'Bein Avod V'Avod V'Avod Avodas Ukshem. So Ram here does a few interesting things. So obviously the most striking thing is that he passes like Yehuda. Okay, passes like Yehuda. Another striking thing is that he says the Tevila Rishona is Rashai Litbol Osa B'chol. He doesn't say like other Rishonim that the first one is Davka B'chol. And he says Rashai Litbol Osa B'chol. And the third thing is how he translates Rabbi Yehuda's terminology. Where he says Srach Tevila Hizu. Right? Rashi said he'll jog his memory, maybe he's tummy. The Ram says, L'hosif kavanaso, shem yizkar tumi yishon shabiyado yifrosh mimena b'tevila zu l'shma. Meaning, you're not being porish from avoda. The point of the tevila is not, maybe you'll need to be porish from avoda. You're being porish from the tumi yishon. Right? A person, the Kohen Gadol, is mosif kavanaso, and then, if he remembers an old tumah, he will be purged from it. Now, he doesn't mean the status of tumah to tara. Not he was tameh, now he's going to be tahar. right? We're talking about person, and that's why, again, for the Rambam, there's no issue with Kol Yom. It's Pasha, for the Rambam, this is what you're supposed to do. It's L'chachila, to be Porish from Tuma. Now, not the status, but some sort of Zecher of Tuma. I'm not really clear on what that is, but that's what he's describing. And the Tefillah Zul L'shma, that your Tova L'shem, that Tuma, it seems. Some Achronim say it seems L'shem B'yas Mikdash, or some Ech says L'shma means L'shem B'yas Mikdash, but I think the easier and Rambam, other, and I think the Rav learned like this, and other Achronim say that L'shma means L'shem that Tuma. So, those are all striking. Yeah. 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 The Rambam
is not. Of course, because the Kedah says Toyom afterwards, because Toyom is talking about the actual Tara Kechefta, but
yeah.
The Tara Kamanda, if you probably would be treated to the Tara Kechefta, someone forgot about it, or Igias Sheretz 2 years ago, it might even be sort of now.
That there's a Chalos being told, though, the shame.
The shame that
all Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think he's the. Mr. Shum will come back to that in a minute. What's clear in the Rambam, what's very, very clear in the Rambam is that the Rambam learned that the Sugya on Daf Lamed was relevant to Yom Kippur. And not Yom Kippur as an example of Kol Hashana, but Yom Kippur Davka. The Rambam Hilchos Beis Mikdash does not quote Rabbi Yehuda. He just says the Lashon of the Mishnah, doesn't quote Rabbi Yehuda. And it's clear the reason that he gives. That's not true. This, in theory, I guess this reason could be true for any comment. But the Rambam B'yis Mikdash doesn't quote Rabbi Yehuda. If he thought that Rabbi Yehuda was talking about Kol Hashana, he should have said Rabbi B'yis Mikdash, which appears like Rabbi taught us. You can't say Divrei Rambam Ani Makom Echa Rishim Makom Acher when this is later on in Yom Kazak. The B'yis Mikdash appears first. It is the general place. Avos HaMikipurim is not a general din which has a application on Yom Kippur. It's a unique halacha which is only true on Yom Kippur. That's why he delayed Tavos HaKippurim and said it in the more particular case of Yom Kippur. So the Rambam learned that Rabbi Yehuda and Ben Zoma are arguing about the Tvila on the first Tvila on Yom Kippur. So L'chora for the Rambam, the question of the Gemara, Shalos Ben Zoma, Tvila Zun Lama is very pasha. As we've started, Gemiri Chamish Tvilos. So the Bnei Yeshiva were, okay, good. Gemiri Chamish Tvilos. And there's also Joshua's that tell us the same halacha, Bina Avodah La'Avodah. So, okay, good. So it's four. She knew him. So they, Ben Zoma, Tevila Zulama, the first Tevila. What's it coming for? On Yom Kippur. Has this related to Shara Shana? I don't know. We're not talking about that now. But the first Tevila on Yom Kippur, what's it for? That's the question. Ben Zoma said, it's a Kavachomer. Ke'ein tells the Shana's point. It's a Kavachomer. If the Kohen Gadol is being Tovel, Ben Avoda Avoda, so the Tchis Avoda also needs a Tevila. And look, Ora, according to that, for Ben Zoma, the first Tevila has the same nature as the following Tevilas, right? It's derived from them, it's similar to them, and L'chora, it would make sense. That could be in Malkum Kadosh. It should not, it could be. It has to be in Malkum Kadosh, just like the other ones are in Malkum Kadosh. This one also has to be in Malkum Kadosh, like Tosa said. If you learn Ben Zoma, it's difficult to understand why it's not in Malkum Kadosh. And especially if we're talking about Dafka Yom Kippur, and we learn from Shaya Tevilas, so the first one should be Malkum Kadosh. We'll come back to that point. And we'll be a little more. The Rabbi Yehuda comes and says, no. That tevila, that first tevila on Yom Kippur, is not an extension and application derived from the other four. It's unique. It's its own musig. There's a din d'oraisa to be tovel, lahosif kavanaso, shemiz she'im yizkor tumi yishon shaviyado, yifro shemen tevilzu lishma. How did he know that? Because that's what tefillah is. That's the Rambam that you are quoting from Mikvos. The Rambam says in the Mikvos that that is what tefillah is. Tefillah is the act of one. Yes, it's exercise hakasov, but remez yeshbo. That it's the act of one being mosif kavanaso. To think about what are old tumos that a person has. That it's not about being mile one from the status of tumah to status of tara. You could separate. A person who completely tolerate could be tovel and it's a chalos d'oraisa would be mosif kavanasa. If this is the case, now we also understand. So all the Rishonim have these questions. How do you square Gemiri with Rabbi Yehuda? Ram has a beautiful answer. What's the nature of Tulu Rishona? given that it doesn't fit into the drasha, the Rambam says that's exactly what the Gemara was trying to explain. Why isn't the first tefillah in Makom Kadosh? So now let's read the Gemara just a little more. The Gemara says, "B'mai kemifili." So the Rebbe was very bothered by this. The Gemara, according to Rashi, so the Gemara should have said, it's easy. "B'mai kemifili" is a teresa derabana. Very simple. That's the machlokes. So you could say that's what the Gemara is trying to get at. It's possible. The Rebbe didn't think that was the easy read. And that's partially why he thinks the Rambam said it's a din deraisa. But beyond that, so the Gemara first comes, oh, the nafkamina is achuli avoda. What's going on? The Gemara says, we have the other four. And the Gemara at this point is assuming that each tevila, bein avoda avoda, is mechal avoda. That's clearly the Gemara's assumption. And that's, we want to take that din which applies to the other four, which are obviously bein avoda lavoda, they're derived from the joshos, they should be bein avoda lavoda. That nafkamina should apply to the first one too. And that's the difference between Ben Zoma and Rabbi Yehuda. According to Ben Zoma, that the first Tevila has the nature of the following four, and the following four are Ben Avoda and Avoda. They were learned from Joshos, they're linked to the Avoda. So just like those are, if you didn't do them, you're Mechal the Avoda. The first one also, if you didn't do it, you're Mechal the Avoda, which follows the Avoda Satamin. And the Gemara says, no, it can't be, because the other ones aren't Mechal Avoda either. So then the Gemara says, oh, Lamekam Ba'aseh. Which I say, so says Rashi, the Kavachomer, the Kohen Gadol, sh'over b'sha ba'aseh, k'dechseh v'rachatz espesa b'mayim u'v'sha. So kimdumani, the way the Rambam learned the Gemara, was that l'megam ba'aseh, like what Rashi says, is the first tevila part of the aseh of the other tevilas? Is it shayach to them? What's the main nafkamina? Is it b'malkam kadosh? According to Ben Zoma, it has to be Malkum Kadosh because it's part of that assay. Rochas is preserved by Mayim B'Malkum Kadosh. So it has to be Mayim B'Malkum Kadosh. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't need to be. And that's the Lashon Rambam, Rashai Litvo Losa Bechol. And not only that, Rashai Litvo Losa Bechol, She'ena El Hosa Kavanaso. Why does it need to be, why can't it be Bechol? Because we pass it to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rashi, that means it's Darabanan. Sin, and that's, right? It's because Darbanan. So that's why you could do it. You have to do it Bachol. You can't walk into the Azara and be told if you might be Tameh. It's crazy. You have to do it Bachol. According to the Rambam, because we pass Rabbi Yehuda, that's why it could be Bachol. Why could be? The other four, it has to be Malkum Kadosh. It's exactly like Kasu, we learned from a Drasha four times. The first one, it's also a Halach L'Mishri Sinai. It's also a Din D'Raisa on Yom Kippur. Where do you do it? Wherever you want. It doesn't have to be Bachol because you're not Tameh. Doesn't have to be by Kodesh because it's not part of the Sakosu. Rashai with Bolo Sabachol. Why? Because we pass Rabbi Yehuda, that's what the Gemara meant. Then Afkimin is Lamekam Ba'aseh. The Mordechai has been waiting for a long time.
Maybe you
would
try to address this when I got here. I apologize for my tardiness.
Completely, you will never hear a kind of from me.
So the Mishnah, if Ben Zoma requires to be a Makom Kadosh, that means the Mishnah is not like Ben Zoma.
Yeah. I mean, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that, but that's Rashi already. And I think that the Rambam would say that also.
And the Rambam is paskening, the Rambam in the Muslim Kusari Kapara seems to paskin like the Rabban, the
Daishi Betumma.
Yeah, so meaning the Rabbanan are clearly not Rabbi Yehuda. It doesn't mean that they aren't asking to a lot of Rabbi Yehuda's premises, but why are you assuming that he's...
So you're asking how could it be if the Rambam in B'chzik HaPara and B'ez Mikdash seems to pass him like Ben Zomar, right? Not just Rabbanan, like, and Ben Zomar. I mean, you're Lacha Mishnah. So Lacha Mishnah learns from Mechusei Kapara, the Rambam passing like Ben Zomar against Rabbi Huda. Lacha Mishnah doesn't address how does that work with Mechusei Kapara, where he's clearly passing like Rabbi Huda.
Or he's clearly passing the Rabbanan that he elated.
So, I mean, what interests me at the moment is that he passes like the Din of Srach Tevila Hizuk, that she's got too many Shon Shabbat of Yifrosh. Meaning, you could tell me there are Bana and there's another Tana who holds exactly like Rabbi Yehuda on Yom Kippur and disagrees with him the rest of the year. I'm not addressing the rest of the year. What I'm saying is that the Machlokas Tanoim on the Afam and Av between Ben Zoma and Rabbi Yehuda, the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda. How does that impact on the Halacha Sha'ar Yemos HaShana? and has an impact on the sugya, which relates between Shem Bas Hashana and Yom Kippur, and Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, not addressing. I think what you have to say from the Rambam is that when the from the line Umi Isle the Rabbi Yehuda High Svara, so the Gemara at that point is now talking about Kol Hashana. It's clear we're not talking about Yom Kippur anymore. Rambam clearly learned that the Gemara that the Tosefta was about Yom Kippur. I don't have much more to say about that other than that's what I think you have to say for the Rambam, but it's clear. It's clear that until that point, the Nafkamina is the discussion is Yom Kippur, and from that point on, it's Shari Mos Hashana.
And you would say that the Rabban and Kli, Rabbi Yehuda, also hold like Rabbi Yehuda,
Torah. So if you want to give Chabura on the Ram the Shita Mechitzer Kapara, I don't know. Good.
It sounds like you're saying for Rashi that the point of Yehuda, that Tefillah couldn't be with Makom Kodesh, right? Because it was a fresh Tefillah Shana.
Yeah.
And that's what Ram Zuji does, though, when he says that Rashi is with Makom Kodesh.
Yeah.
But Rashi on the Mishnah, he says, puts me too. So Rashi says that the reason why sounds like it's mutterly as Makom Kodesh, just because it's not part of
Exercise
Cost of
Anachronos. I hear. It's interesting. He doesn't say Rasha, he just says that's why it's not.
According to you.
You can say this. Lu Yitzir, there was also a din in Kippur, like let's say it's Hashanim. So that says, according to Hashanim, it could be that in Kippur, the first one is Malkum Kadosh. Okay, at least according to Ben Zot, meaning you have to say the mission according to somebody. Or the Tessashon maybe would say.
Yeah,
I'm within Rabbi Yehuda.
Within Rabbi Yehuda, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to say Rashi thinks that it couldn't be the Malkum Kodesh in the Mishnah?
Rashi's Lashon on the
Mishnah. Yeah. And it doesn't
say
the Malkum Kodesh.
Right.
So therefore, it's sort of part of the field.
But it could be, but you'd be allowed to. Right. So I guess I'll put it this way. Rashi's version of Rabbi Yehuda, it's very hard to imagine that you could be told Malkum Kodesh because of that. If there's a chashash
to him. And so, but you see from Rashi in the Mishnah, that's not what he's
saying. So maybe Rashi in the Mishnah is trying to not be machriya between Rabbi Yehuda and Zom. Especially according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Rashi would tell you that Zom holds you could be told, you need to be told Malkum Kodesh.
But it is machriya because the Mishnah is against,
as
you
put it in Minhag. Yeah. Kivay said Mishnah is against Zom. Yeah.
So even within Rabbi Yehuda, it sounds like Rashi's allowing for the field.
Allowing for the
field.
Unless you said what was wrong with what I said before, that Lu Yitzir, there was Exeris HaKasov, then that would override the Shahar Shana din. Shahar Shana din has to be Bechamol. And Yom Kippur, four of them have to be Bechodesh. What's the status of the first one? Lu Yitzir, it was part of the Yom Kippur din, it would have to be Bechodesh. Once it's not, Mimela, it has to be Bechamol.
It's the Lashon of Chutz Mizu, She'ina Bechamol Yom
Kippurim. Right.
It sounds like explanation lies in the fact that it's not the Teras Tefillah from Kippur.
Which I think that's true, and meaning once that's true, so then it doesn't have to be a Kodesh.
Right.
Now, can it be a Kodesh? Mm-hmm. The fact that it's Mishul Chashash Tumel, I think.
Maybe.
That's what I think. You could say. That's what I want to say about the sugya. I guess it's funny being the first of the, I think the first person to say Jewish this year. And I was wondering, I wondered for a very long time. And it obviously got the wonderment heightened in the last little bit. What exactly is the nature? Not that too philosophical / Lundish. What's the nature of this drush? Why is there such a minute? So, a person, when a person finishes one asek, so he should contemplate what he's gained. But why does that lead to a public forum type of speech? The Reishei Lev, which come up as a person considers where they've been and what they're doing, and the people who've influenced them, Chaveim and Rebbeim, Nanhala. I don't think that's the public forum is the place to talk about that. So I thought Elamai. So it's to be mechazek by us, right? It's the public forum. I am in a place where I have a certain perspective, I guess, and maybe that perspective could be enriching for all of us. So I have to thank very, very, very much Mordechai and Moshe. Mordechai, as I mentioned before, when I told him that Svara, he told me, oh, the Mikdash David says it. So then he was Moses Chesed al Chesed Rishon, that he came over with a copy of the Mikdash David, handed it to me so I can see it inside. And which Mikdash David? He didn't give me any old copy. He gave me Moshe Abram's new, fresh from the Sfarim sale, newly printed Machonim or Mikdash David. Kedarki, I was reading the introduction, and I came across something which is just, it struck me so, to quote Rav Shlomo Karmach, struck me so deep. So he has a poem, which I put on the Marmar Komos, because I just wanted everyone to have access to. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but the poem, called Torah Manda, poetry, he wasn't the only Lamdin poet to come out of Slovakia. Between Lehutner and Albert Miller Kaplan. I'm sure there were others as well, but poetry, maybe Rabbinic Writing 5. So he was in Vilna, the Mikdash David, he was in Vilna in post-war, 1920, post-World War I. And he came to Vilna to learn the yeshivas. Like, all the yeshivas were in Vilna. And he wrote a letter to his friend in the form of a poem describing his disappointment with what he found, which I want to read it and then say a little bit why I think it's so says a lot about our cult. So I'm on the second page, the second paragraph on the right side. Halachti vasi el klois Rabbi Shol ach in machim etayitz in reishit v'shalol kol echad ve'echad bepina levado kol ish ve'ish bodei v'moado ein kino vein tachrus v'chelkam smechim. Omar, Mali Eitzalav Reichim, Elchan Achara Bochrim, Halomdim, Chabura, Tzmudim, Kshurim, Hatur, Piam Chaya, Nosenes, Kocha, Osam Ahavti, Vmehem Ruchi Nocha, Chipasti Achareyam, Gamdim, So, Bachurim, Chadoshim, Ikaro, Bo, Ach, Vmai Pneyam, Saari, Samaru, Meinui, Vero of Pneyam Chivot, after World War I, he's talking about the Mir Bachrim. Nidkoyim u'mu'unim b'hem yachef v'orum mi'poltava bo'm eretz hadarum. Poltava is where the Mir had been in Golos during the war. B'neihem masmidim korei b'garum. We all know those guys. V'ish b'hem gam kein ba'lei kishrin mi'poltava barcha yeshiva shlema v'pnei chorvos nodidun v'pachad ve'ema. Ach, gam heim bodidim eina mi'ugadim katzon b'lo roe ka'alim nifradim ki yeshiva b'lo menahel more u'mashkiach. Rabbi Rucham was not with them. Rucham hadn't yet made it to Mir, they were alone. Lo bi yeshiva kezu nafshi ivsa, gam po lo mata eis asher kivsa, bodad ki eishev becheder meunai, es labodka a'ala zechornai. Esa koli vezach, isha mayim, slabodka, kala perish mucha, ki perish menachayim. It's really a beautiful, beautiful poem. But what he says something amazing. He makes such a ha'ara. He says, Avreichem, they're too relaxed. Somebody's paying for their bills. It's a coffee kilo. Everyone says it does their own thing. No one's like excited when there's lavas. Kol ish ish bodin m'mada. So I'm going to go to the Bachrim, they learn, they get schmack, those guys, ay, 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 ay. But then, there's no parnasa. Their faces are ashen. There's no food, there's no clothing, and that yeshiva, at that time at least, there's no central figure to hold it all together. Slabodka. So when he found the Slabodka, and he went to, subsequently went to Slabodka, to the kol there, was that on the one hand you have a Reichim who being supported, it's a five year. Slabat Kakol, although I don't think, I won't speak on anyone else, I wouldn't have been accepted to that 5 year Kol. Rav Kamenetsky and Mikdash David and other Goni Olam. But that Kol, they took care of them. But on the other hand, the Hislavus of learning wasn't diminished by the fact that they were supported. And, of course, in Slabatka, that there was a central figure holding it all together, giving direction. And obviously, our yeshiva as a whole, and this incredible chabura, Bifrat, has that. Really, it's an amazing thing to look at our chabura, the combination of yeshiva and das that the yeshiva has given us to come out in particular, with the kin of a tachlis of the limud. Hein in this Seder, hein in morning Seder, that we're, you know, it's not a coffee call, you know, it's not like a random room off to the side in some base measure somewhere. We're in the second largest yeshiva in America. And the learning is incredible. And of course, at the center, the Rosh Hakol who give us direction in learning and in life. Not, you know, we haven't gone to the poetry. You know, somehow the author inspired his talmidim to be able to wax poetic about yeshiva. You see also the beautiful thing with Putner towards almost at the end of the Igros Uksavim. He has something he wrote after the massacre in Chevron. He wrote a beautiful, beautiful piece about the godless of Slovakia Chevron. That just, you know, again, what yeshiva is about, how it builds a person, and I think we've all grown in that regard, not just in learning, but becoming Ovdei Hashem, and then in that regard, just one other more classical type of way to do these things. We're now with Shoshan Yom Kodem HaChag, and there's a Ramban at the beginning of the era. By the Dalai Shonos Geula, so it says, V'lakachti aschem li va'am v'yisi lachem li lukim v'idatem k'ani Hashem lokechem hamutzi aschem mitachas yivos Mitzrayim. So this formulation, ani Hashem lokechem, is such an important formulation in our lives, right? It's Shema ends with ani Hashem lokechem. The Sasadibros begin, Anochi Hashem lokecha, that phrase is so important, and this is the first time, I believe this is the first time it appears. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And it doesn't appear so often, and almost every time it appears, I think, in the context of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim created this idea, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So Ramban comments, Rak sheyomar kasher egal aschem bizro nituya sheyiru osot kol ha'amim teidu ki Ani Hashem ha'osa osus mosim mechudashim ba'olam. So Ani Hashem, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shem HaVaya, as Rabban Bo explicates, that it talks about at length, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, that this is something that Kol HaAmim should know. He's also, so Mochsim Mechudash Ba'olam. And that's why also by Paro, it's in the same parts of the Lyric, Paro should know Ki Ani Hashem. Wherever it is. Go to Paro Talmud, and Paro should know that Ani Hashem. That's something Pyro can understand, this for all the nations. But Rambam continues, V'ani Elokeichem, u'ba'avurchem al-sisi ke'atem chelek Hashem. Ani Elokeichem, Yetzias Mitzrayim didn't just establish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shem Havaya, that he's osos mechudashos ba'olam, osos umosos mechudashos ba'olam, it also establishes a particular relationship. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I give you my name, you are chelek Hashem. We are now able to identify as Hashem Elokecha, it's personal to us. That somehow, in the course of Yetzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us his name that we can refer to him as ours. Lahavdil, a similar relationship happens with Rebbeim. That Rebbeim not only teach, but give themselves over in a way that I guess I think we all feel the Rebbeim are ours. We can call them, they're ours. We can talk about them in a way. You know, if a person comes from an example, not in the room, the way that people from Silver Spring talk about Rav Aaron, like, he's ours. If you're from Silver Spring, so the yeshiva is yours. And certainly in our yeshiva, I think we feel that way about many of our Rashi yeshiva. And it very, very particularly in this kolo, it's something that we, I think we all feel, that the Rashi kolo, they're ours. And the reason we feel that way is because they give us that sense so often of bavurchem asisi, to give themselves over. I have here the Am Mordechai and Brachos, something which struck him a long time ago. As it was just an amazing thing. I don't remember when the first time I was that I saw it, but it's something that I, you know, I think about from time to time. I think about how incredible our Rebbeim are. Rav Willig called the Sefer after us. If you guys know that, Am Mordechai, Rav Willig writes in the introduction, Mikemesh Advarim, he quotes Gemara in Megillah, Am Mordechai Monu Rabbanon, Shechaber Sechacham Shalom De Torah, Am Mordechai HaYehudi, Nechshavu La'am Bifnei Atma. Skipping, Mikema Shadvarm Hanimtoim Besefer Zen is Chachu, Misparu, Bischus, Atamidu, Misuam, Karasi, a Sefer, Sifri, Ashmam, Am Mordechai. It's an amazing thing. It's something which I think we all do appreciate and really have to think about to appreciate a little more. And of course, with Rosenzweig, Mr. Shem, looking forward to his Sefer, which I just found out from Kol Mavansa, it's coming out soon, first published work. Right? So I don't know what it's going to be called, but maybe I don't know. but it doesn't. It's not written in a sefer, but it's felt by all of us. Certainly, the Rebbe gives us time to talmidim in general. Tishes, the Rebbe's reports of having the latest tishes, not only in yeshiva but outside of yeshiva. You know, from my own experience. In Teaneck, at Thomas's house, also till 2 in the morning. It's not just because it was in yeshiva, and the guys in Boston tell me that similar thing. And it's that's something that Rav Ozai gives of his time, and gives over the sense by Avurchem Asisi, that once you're a chelek, once you're part of Rebbe's shir, Rebbe's chabura, mimela atam chelek Hashem. So then of course you, and that's how we respond, that we have we use that name. We use that name as we identify as such. That's the raya that exists. Finally, what else can I say? Thank you, Baruch Hu. That Shechianu Mikimanu Gan Zman Hazeh. Even it's a siyum, every siyum is the beginning of something else. I don't know what that is yet. But Shechianu, it's an amazing feeling to be here, to have grown, Baruch Hashem, in whatever they have grown. And it's a schus to be part of this chavura, mitzvah shach another. At least a while, I don't know. Maybe another.